Bhajan is only for Bhagavan. Worship may be for the demigod, may be for big men, may be for the superiors. If you don't do worship, then you will not condemn. You are not condemned. But if you don't do bhajan, then you are condemned. That's what Prabhupada is purporting. And Prabhupada supports this. Prabhupada has quoted this version of Bhagavatam. Then you will fall down if you don't do the bhajan. And then Prabhupada says, how the one yoga goes to the other yoga, that is whole description here, which we will discuss in yoga later right now. And there is one this one analogy. Can you see the when we refer to the peak of Himalaya, we refer to the world's object, highest mountain. So similarly, Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. Like the Mount Everest or the Himalaya is the topmost peak of the mountain. Later today.
Prabhu?
Yes.
You mentioned the three grades of yogis. The Shravan topmost?
Huh? Topmost yogi is bhakti yogi. Actually, yoga means bhakti yoga. All other yogas are the progression towards bhakti yoga.
Okay, so the three grades of yogis?
Karma yogi, Jnana yogi, Dhyana yogi. Now we will discuss all this in yoga later, okay? So this is our lesson today, yoga later. And it goes like this. Okay, Krishna. So this is Karma Kanda, which is not in the yoga later, but it is the somewhere at least people who are doing karma kanda following some authority. So what Prabhupada has to say, microphone to number one. Where's microphone? Yes. So Yudhishthira, you read. This is called karma kanda. This is, every reference is given, you just write down the reference and you can consult yourself in the book afterwards. 3:10 is the reference of this.
Karmakanda. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessing them, saying, be now happy with this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation.
That's Karmakanda, okay? This is something Karmakanda to Karma Yoga. Dharamvir, 3:11.
By performance of yajna, once the devil becomes sanctified, and by eating sanctified food is done, one's very existence becomes purified. By the purification of existence, final issues in the memory become sanctified, and when memory is sanctified, one can think of the path of liberation.
So karma kanda is when he is thinking of liberation, then he is from karma kanda going to karma yoga, where he considers now that Vrindavan Vihari, now this is his conclusion, Karma Kanda's conclusion.
Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yajnas as a chief beneficiary.
This is all yajna, and even the demigods are there, but still Lord Vishnu is the chief yajna purush. Okay? So now he is in Karma Yoga. Yes, Shabita, you got a microphone.
तस्मात् सर्वप्रथम ब्रह्मा लिथियम युक्ति प्रतिष्ठितम और पर्वेडिंग ट्रांसेंडेंस इटर्नली सिचुएटेड एक्ट्स ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस.
So all pervading transcendence means supreme love. So all yajna are meant for him. So this is karma yoga. Now this is a group exercise which is very good for you, but I don't think we can do it now. You think about this. Respond with reference to Bhagavad Gita 3:10 to 16. These seven verses. When you read these verses, then you have to discuss something like this. See, what is there? Sabita, read. You meet a gentleman?
You meet a gentleman at a home program who criticizes his call for neglecting to worship the demigods.
Now, you read all these verses and find out how can you convince him that what we are saying is not wrong. Okay? This is one thing to discuss. The second exercise has to be this.
TalkBack TV program has a section on environmental issues. The interviewer has invited you on the show to discuss a special solution to our environmental challenges, the Vedic perspective.
So in all these, for you, particularly Western devotees, these are the nice questions. If you find out the answer from these purports, how spirituality help in environmental problems, how it solve the environmental problems. Prabhupada has personally met many people who were concerned with the environment in Australia and some other places. Why they discuss different things, what can be done. So in these purport of these verses, there are answers to all these challenges. And this is the another challenge people ask you.
In our modern technological society, it is believed that by intelligence and use of natural resources, man can produce all his necessities. The notion that there are demigods who supply heat, light, rain, etc., and who should therefore be supplicated, is considered a primitive absurdity.
So, what do you think? Can your technology and natural resources bring rain? Can they stop rain? What do you think? Can they produce in their factory some grains? No. So you have to defeat this argument, this statement by seeing all this. This is what actually you have practically to apply Bhagavad Gita in a day-to-day life. Okay? This is something. Now we have Jnana Yoga. So this is still the continuity of this karma, kanta karma yoga. Evam pratyam chakram, this is the cycle. What is the cycle? Give to the prema leela. So this is 11 to 19. Now verses 11 to 19 is this cycle. 3, 11 to 19 is this whole cycle. So if you read the purport of this verse, then you will find out the answer to all these questions. So read some of our favorite
This cycle of
karma, from karma kanda to karma yoga. So this is the cycle of, that is cycle.
This is the cycle. We are living on fruit grains, vegetables. They are actually our food. Now I am living and getting energy by eating grains and vegetables, and how my energy should be utilized. It should be utilized for the purpose from where I am getting energy. I am getting energy from the Supreme Lord by the supply of this foodstuff. Therefore my energy should be utilized for the service of the Supreme Lord.
This is Prabhupada giving some lecture. Now this is yoga process. What are the yoga process? Yoga process means these are the different process for one yoga. Karma yoga, these are the verses which speak about karma yoga. 248, 37 to 9. Jnana Yoga, 522 to 24. Jnana Yoga, 13-14. Process, how to do. Process means how to do Karma Yoga, how to do Jnana Yoga, how to practice. Dhyana, process. Process means how to do.
Yeah.
Process.
Oh,
you need it too?
Yes, see.
Okay. Yeah, like K-Y, J-Y, D-Y. Okay?
Yes.
Now, process of karma. We have process of karma yoga. This is the verse just you saw. Read this verse to see. So this is the first time word yoga is coming in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter.
Perform your duty equipoise, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachment to success or failure. Such
equanimity
is called yoga.
This is yoga of action, therefore it's called karma yoga. You have to work and you do your duty, therefore it is yoga. Therefore it is karma yoga. How to perform karma yoga, this is a process. Jnana. What is Jnana? Tulsipriya, read Jnana.
Jnana refers to knowledge of self as distinguished from non-self. Or in other words, knowing as just wisdom is not the knowledge.
This is the primary knowledge, minimum knowledge. Anybody who is called knowledgeable, if he differentiates between body and soul. How many people on the planet have this knowledge? Very less. So even this knowledge is not known to many people. Jnani. Who is Jnani? Who has at least this much knowledge? He is called Jnani. Tehi nasman yatha dehi kaumaram yovanam jara. तथा ध्यानांतर में प्राप्त धीरस तत्र न मोहयते इज सोबर इज इन नॉलेज यस
दी लास्ट फाइव
थ्री पॉइंट वन पर 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 थ्री पॉइंट का 41 पर पर सो दिस इज ज्ञान एलिज यू नो दैट बॉडी चेंजेस सोल डज नॉट चेंज. And practically he is seeing this in life, boy to youth, youth to old, old and the body goes, but soul is same throughout. This is Jnana Yoga, 647, perfect of our lives. Give to Sataksi. When?
When the waking path is dominant in your soul.
Linking process means yoga. And predominantly, there's the empirical means logic, applying knowledge, then it is called Jnana Yoga. Empirical means, this is the meaning of empirical. Based on observation, Oxford Dictionary says, based on observation. So what Jnana is observing? This world is changing. Yes, changing. Body is changing? Yes, changing. I am not changing. So observe all these things. That is called Jnana Yoga. Process of Jnana Yoga. How to practice Jnana Yoga? 522. What he observes? He observes this. Yehi sansatra sada bhoga dukha yonyai vate. So here Buddha means intelligence. Intelligence is Jnana. One who knows as an knowledge. So he knows that all the enjoyment always accompanied with misery. No enjoyment is free from any pain. That's what it means. An intelligent person does not take part in sources of misery which are due to contact with material senses. Any material enjoyment is a free offer of misery, and you have to take it. You cannot say no. The process of Jnana Yoga, okay? Process of Jnana Yoga continues. And leave the microphone, yes?
Jnana Yoga means to keep in touch with the Supreme by speculation of higher knowledge. That is really what is clear and what is not.
So this is the beginning of the Jnana Yoga. And this is little Bhagavad Gita. Or this is something about impersonal, they are jnanis. And Bhagavad Gita 12, 3, 4 and 5 speak about their process and the problems. Yeva aksharam nirdesham avyaktam payupaste sarvatra gamachantyam cha kutastham achalam guru saniyam yena gramam sarvatra sambuddhya te prabhuti mame sambhuti te rata. This is what jnana is. For those who fully read.
But those who fully worship the unmanifested, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, fixed and immovable, the impersonal conception of the absolute truth, by controlling the various senses and being equally disposed to everyone, such persons engage in the welfare of all at last achieve me.
At last achieve me. This is the jnanis. This is Jnani's problem. Klesho adhikarte sham avyakta sapta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukham devat viravartate. Here's the translation.
For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested and personal future of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that perspective is always difficult for those who are embodied.
We have body and we think of something which has no body is always troublesome. So this is something, the process of jnanis. This is something Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmani is speaking. So Vrindavachandra read this sloka. Shreya.
Shreya Pritim Bhaktim Dasya Teviho Nishanti Yeke Valabodha Labdhaye
This is give to the Tara. Tejasvini. My dear Lord, this is Brahma is saying. The greatest person of this planet, Brahma, is speaking.
My dear Lord, he was not serving continually the best part of the creation. He is someone, he is a temper, and he is in the collection of speculative knowledge.
Collection of speculative knowledge.
He will simply undergo a transfer process and will not achieve his desired pleasure. As a person who builds an empty house of good career time, one who simply speculates can achieve such realization, his only gain is trouble.
Is it troublesome? The analogy is giving, beating the empty. You will get nothing, no bread. So they are just doing like that. That's what this whole process. Now process of Jnana Yoga. 6:11-12. 6 chapter 11-12 verse.
To practice yoga, one should go to a sacred place and shoot rain shagar on the ground and then cover it with deer skin and a soft cloth. The seat should be neither too high nor too low and should be situated in a sacred place. The yogi should then sit on it very firmly and practice yoga to purify the heart by controlling his mind, senses and activities and fixing the mind on one point.
This is the process of yoga for dhyana. This is the verse we just Last but one verse of the chapter 6. Yes, a yogi.
A yogi is greater than the ascetic, greater than the enthusiastic, and greater than the fruitful persons. Therefore, in all circumstances, be a yogi.
Now, yoga leader, this is Prabhupada's purport to this 6.3. Yeah, Raja, for the minute. It may be.
If we compare to another for the link in the most spiritual meditation, this other being from the lower realization of the living entity, and rises up for perfect realization with two spiritual lives. According to one's observation, different parts of the ladder are known by different names, but all in all, the complete ladder is called yoga.
So complete ladder is called yoga. All other are different names of different elevations. This is the first time Prabhupada is speaking about yoga ladder. Then that's it. This is Prabhupada's lecture about these verses, about the gradual process. Yes.
Yes, the gradual process of yoga system, karma yoga, jnana yoga. Karma yoga means restrict activities, five activities or prescribed activities. Then by performing karma yoga, one comes to the platform of jnana yoga, knowledge. And from knowledge to this asanga yoga, jnana yoga. Then from asanga yoga, concentrating the mind, on vision comes to the point of bhakti.
This is a gradual process, go gradually one by one. Ankit, you take the microphone. Now, see, the yoga means bhakti yoga. Okay? But before bhakti yoga, there are two destination yogis are looking for. Some for the Brahm, Jyoti or Brahm realization, and some yogi are looking for Paramatma realization. Those who are looking for Brahma realization, they are called Jnanis. Those who are looking for Paramatma realization, they are called Dhyan Yogis. Okay? And everything starts from Karma Kand, beginning, gradual process. So Karma Kand will advance to Karma Yoga. Okay? And Karma Yoga will advance to, it can go to Brahma realization, but it is rare, there is a chance. Usually it goes to Jnana Yogi. And Jnana Yogi usually goes to Brahma realization. That is his goal. He may progress to Jnana Yoga. And in Dhyan Yoga, his goal is Paramatma realization. Okay? Is it clear? And then, if he is fortunate, then he think of Vishnu and worship Vishnu and come to the Bhakti Yoga. This is gradual process. It goes like this. Some go to the Brahm from Karma Yoga, even Nishkam.
Karma Yoga.
Which means Nishkam Karma Yoga.
It goes to Brahm.
He, Karma Yogi, some Karma Yogis may think of going to Brahm sometimes. So it is just part, but there is a possibility. They can go, that's what it shows. Now this yoga, let us see this like this. These are the two main pillars of the ladder. Whatever yoga you practice, you need two things. Knowledge and these are necessary for all type of yogas. Knowledge and renunciation. Okay? Now see how the ladder is forming. Karma yoga means you work with knowledge and renunciation. You have to work, but you work with knowledge and renunciation. Okay. This is called K2B. It is yoga, means there must be some bhakti. Because yoga is ultimately bhakti. K2 means karma and karma but little bhakti. Double karma, more special karma, little on bhakti. See, jnana yoga, the rung is knowledge. J to B. No bhakti, no result in any yoga. Yoga means bhakti. Linking process. So J, J is jnana. Now you have jnana yoga, meditation. J to B is a jnana yoga is knowledge. You use the empirical knowledge. Jnana yoga, you do meditation. Mostly it is jnana, little bhakti. It is in technical term, it is called jnana mishrit bhakti. Bhakti mishrit with jnana is this opposite.
If it's karma mishrit bhakti, then it is cooperating.
Chaitanya says any process without bhakti will not give any result. So there must be some bhakti for anything to give any fruit. So bhakti has to be there in any process. And actually jnana and vairagya are actually both byproduct of bhakti. And they are climbing on the pillars of bhakti. You know, jnana and vairagya are the two phal of bhakti. They are the fruits of bhakti. Bhakti ke putra hai na dono. That's what the pillars. You are climbing on the bhakti ladder by work, karma yoga, by knowledge, jnana yoga, by meditation, jnana yoga. Now see what is there. D to B, jnana. Now here we have, if all these three, at this level they get Vaishnava association, the blessing of Guru and mercy of Krishna. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. If they get the mercy of Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, then bhakti yoga. Devotion. And now devotion has B5, Panchang Bhakti. And what are these five angas of bhakti? I don't know, somebody has to say something. Five important things Mahaprabhu said about bhakti. Can you see them? Bhagavatam, holy name, association of devotees, worship of the deity and dham, living in dham. These are panchang bhakti, which are very important for devotion, as Mahaprabhu said. Then you practice all this. Okay? Now come to other side. Here is Golok Dham. You do this bhakti, you go here. This yoga system, which is gradual, it will take multiple lifetimes. This process will take many lifetimes, like Bahunam Janmanam Ante. For Dhyan Yoga, we are saying after many, many years, you will get some siddhi. Now see the second side. Anybody who is doing karma yoga have some bhakti and some faith. Here actually bhakti means some faith, because bhakti begins with faith. If he get the association of Vaishnava Sangha, karma yogi plus Vaishnava Sangha is equal to B to K. Just change. Bhakti will increase, bhakti will be doubled and karma becomes smaller. If he get Vaishnava Sangha, he will be B to J. It is somebody has made this ladder, you just take and Dhyan, you will get Bhakta Sangha, he will be B2D. And here is something. All these three bhaktis are mixed bhakti. Karma mixed bhakti, Dhyan mixed bhakti, Dhyan mixed bhakti. And for all them, if there is a mercy of the Vaishnava Guru and Krishna, then there is something what is called a mercy descending on them. Then there is, here is a express lift, is a stair, is a ladder, and this is a lift. What is this express lift now? It is running. Bhakti yoga. That is yoga ladder, this is bhakti marga. And this express list, they all can climb wherever they are. Because this lift is going through all these different floors. They can open the door. If some Vaishnava meets them, he will open them door, they can ride in. All three can enter into the bhakti marga. Bhakti marga means you need the mercy of three. Not only Vishnu, not only Guru, not only Krishna, all three. Hari, Guru, Vishnu. Now there is something. Krishna. Krishna's mercy. Then B25, bhakti is there. This is?
Panchang
bhakti. So now this is the express ladder. They will now follow the Panchang Bhakti. And they, now because of the all mercy of these three, they will enter into the Panchang Bhakti, which is Bhakti Marg. From anywhere they can enter. So this whole lift is express lift. So they wear the ladder. How, why it is called ladder? For the two main pillars of the ladder is knowledge and renunciation. For any type of yoga, you need minimum these two things. But for the express bhakti marg, you need the mercy of three. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Now, for karmakand, these are the verses. In our Bhagavad Gita, 3, 3rd chapter 11 to 16, 2nd chapter 31 to 37. This is something about karma kanda in Bhagavad Gita. These verses are about bhakti yoga in Bhagavad Gita. 3:1-9, 3:25-35, 18 chapter 41 to 50. These are the verses about karma and yoga. Why there is no one verse of chapter 9 which is the most important? They have not put, but the verse 1 of the chapter 9 is most important. Two 41 and 53, also some verses right here. Jnana Yoga, these are the main verses, 6:27 and 6:28. And some of the description is in the rest of the part of the chapter. Also have discussed, because 18th chapter is summary, so there are some verses about different these. What is the Jnana Yoga? Karma Yoga has no verse there. No, chapter 2 has some verses. Right now 18 has nothing. So from Jnana Yoga to the Brahma and Paramatma, one goes go to the Dhyana Yoga. And the verse for Dhyana Yoga is 629. Can you find what is 629? No,
629.
Because this yogi from here can progress to bhakti. Therefore, this is the yogi who will worship Paramatma. Now he will go to Paramatma. This is the purpose. It will come soon. This verse, last part of the purpose, Prabhupada writes, because he starts worshipping Paramatma, which is like Vishnu, so he enters into the bhakti because he cannot live without seeing Paramatma. And then small, from Jnana Yoga, according to 12, 3 to 5, is a Brahma realization. Impersonal Brahma realization, Brahmavadis. These verses are in chapter 12. Krishna, Bhakti Yoga is verses 6:30-31. 6:30-31, these are the verses which are glimpses of Bhakti Yoga. Yomam Pashyati Sarvasa Sarvam Chamai Pashyati. These are the verses. Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga directly. From Karma Yoga to Bhakti directly, 3:9, 3:31. Ashtanga Yoga to Bhakti Yoga means Dhyana Yoga to Bhakti Yoga, 6:15, 6:30, 6:47. Jnana Yoga to Bhakti Yoga directly, like express lift by the devotional, by the association of Vaishnava Sangha. 7:19, 1854-55. This is the overview of all Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga, what Prabhupada has to say. Writing is over, now read this. Yeah, read now.
Upon the full knowledge strengthens one advancement in the knowledge.
So Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga, when one somebody is called that he is progressing from Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga, number one?
Activities.
So when activity, when his action is added with full knowledge, then he is progressing from Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga. And second, one is his knowledge. So therefore, this is another quote by Prabhupada. This is final thing.
When Karma Yoga increases in knowledge and renunciation, the state is called Jnana Yoga.
So when Karma Yoga increases in knowledge and renunciation, this stage is called Jnana Yoga. So from Karma to Jnana, progression needs two things. Okay? These are all the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita. Jnana to Dhyana.
When
Jnana
Yoga increases in meditation,
when Jnana Yogi increases in meditation on the Super Soul,
by different physical processes, and the mind is on him, it is called Ashtanga Yoga.
And fixes his mind on him, it should be, and fixes his mind on him, is called Ashtanga Yoga or Jnana Yoga. So Jnana Yogi, when he starts meditation, then he is on the path of Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. This is was just we saw there. 31. Sarvabhuta samyo maham bhajate katva mastita.
Such a yogi engages in the worshipful service of the Supersoul, knowing that I and the Supersoul are one.
So then he is translated into the bhakti yoga.
Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself.
So this is Dhyana Yogi
to Bhakti,
to Bhakti Yogi. So these are all this now boarding the lift, leaving the stair, boarding the lift from different places where they are. If they don't move from there, then they are named that type of yogi. If they just fix there, Karma Yogi will be there. Neither he progress up, now you go to the left, then it's called Karma Yogi. Otherwise, he is in transit. This is the verse we just discussed, okay? Yogi Nama Visarvation. Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal.
The culmination of all kinds of yoga practices lies in Bhakti Yoga. All other yogas are required means to come to the point of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti in Bhakti Yoga. Yoga actually means Bhakti Yoga. All other yogas are progression towards the destination of Bhakti Yoga. Actually, Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal. But to analyze Bhakti Yoga minutely, one has to understand these other yogas.
So, to understand the Bhakti Yoga minutely, you have to only... Minutely, you have to understand these other yogas. I think somebody asked me, when we are not going to practice 6 chapter of Dhyana Yoga, why are you studying? Because to know Bhakti Yoga, we have to study. Is it clear? You, he's coming. Coming to you. Then we have Sabita to take it. Small child has come, Sabita. And our brother Parmit, in group, perform a role play. When will you play this role? Showing how Bhakti Yoga contains all the components of other yoga system. When will you play a role? You just see now, then sometime you play a role. Bhakti Yoga contains all components of other yogas. Number one. Karma Yoga, detachment. And what is in Bhakti Yoga? See? Attachment to Krishna. So if there is a devotee, he is attached to Krishna. Jnana Yoga. Coming to Vada for nothing, he will do nothing. He is very soft. Soft and wonderful. Hare Krishna, every day coming.
So small.
हाथ से पकड़े हुए बेचारे को हाथ से पकड़ो नाराज हो जाएगा. राधी का पत्नी की जेब में डाल दो पाके. ज्ञान योग नॉलेज एंड भक्ति योग है नॉलेज ऑफ कृष्णास एनर्जीज. Who will play a role sometime when you come back, when free from exam, do something. Knowledge of our relationship with Krishna, which is in Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga has also knowledge. Dhyana yoga, sense and mind control. This is the goal of these yogas. Bhakti yoga, engage senses in service of Krishna. So everything which is another yoga are contained in bhakti yoga. Is it right? Engage mind and remembering Krishna. The Jnana Yogi fixing mind on Paramatma and Bhakti Yogi engaging mind and remembering Krishna. You want to read, ma'am?
Yeah.
Engage mind and remembering Krishna. So, three groups should do this drama. One will show how karma yogis are doing and bhakti yogis are doing the same thing. What is the difference? One should do the drama of jnana yogi and bhakti yogi. One should do drama of jnana yogi and bhakti yogi. So, see, you can do drama. Usually, here we are not doing other classes in teaching. Some time is only for you to play a role, then you will never forget that topic. Hare Krishna. Okay, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Factually?
Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal. But to analyze Bhakti Yoga, finding the answer to understand these other yogas. So if somebody says, why shall I take advantage of this elevator? I shall go step by step. He can go, but there is chance. If you take Bhakti Yoga, immediately you take the help of the elevator and within a second you are on the 100th floor, direct process.
Bhakti Yoga is direct process, okay?
If one is fortunate enough to come to the point of Bhakti Yoga.
So how can he be fortunate?
If he is coming to the point of Bhakti
Yoga. How? Yes. When devotees ask Prabhupada, we are fortunate, Prabhupada said, no, I made your fortune. He said, I made your fortune. So, one is fortunate means when one has received the mercy of Hari Guru, Vaishnava. Then he is fortunate. Okay?
It is to be understood that he has surpassed all other yogas. Therefore, to become Krishna conscious is the highest stage of yoga. Just as when we speak of Himalaya, we refer to the world's highest mountains, of which the highest peak, Mount Everest, is considered to be the culmination.
So this is the... the
equation.
Okay? You have some idea now about the what this yoga letter is? It's clear in your mind what no yoga letter means? What are the two pillars of the yoga letter? Any yoga, you need these two things really. To whatever little extent, if they are not there, and by definition, yoga means? Connecting with? So as long as there is no word Vishnu or Krishna, there is no yoga. It is simply called Dhyan, it is not called yoga. It is only called yoga when Vishnu and Krishna is added. No Krishna, it is called only karma. It is not called karma yoga. No supreme knowledge concept, even Brahma or Paramatma, that simply Jnana is knowledge. It is not Jnana yoga. Like so many professors, they have knowledge, but they are not Jnana yogis. They are simply Jnanis. Jnana yoga is different than Jnani. Jnana yoga means yoga word where there is yajna and yoga. Wherever there is a word yajna and yoga, it means not Vishnu is there, or Krishna is there. No Vishnu, no Krishna, no Yajna, no Yoga. Whatever it may be, it is neither Yajna nor Yoga. So simple. Is it okay?
Which verse in the Bhagavad Gita is telling what this definition of yoga? Like connection to Krishna.
Imam Vivasvate Yogam Prottvan Amha Vyayam. I told this yoga to Vivasvan. This is the first time Krishna is speaking like yoga, like this.
Now, what is the definition of yoga? Like yajna means Vishnu.
Who is Yajna Purusha? Vishnu. Yoga means linking process with Supreme. Which Supreme could be Brahm, could be Paramatma, could be Bhagavan. So whenever we say yoga, it means we are referring to the Supreme, Absolute Truth, which is seen by different as Brahm, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So if there is no concept of Brahm, Paramatma and Bhagavan, nothing is called yajna or yoga. It's simply karma, jnana and whatever you call meditation, like all the yoga societies are doing, that is what is yoga. But this is not yoga actually. It may be yoga society, but it's not yoga, jnana, yoga.
Just jnana.
Huh? That is called jnana, yes. Actually it is ajnana, but you can call it jnana.
But it's jnana. You can say it's just jnana. It's not jnana yoga.
It's a jnana leva. You may not understand what it means. It's jnana leva. Without Krishna, everything is jnana leva. You take your life and you will not get anything. So that's it. Commented nicely on that verse, what it actually means. So that will come to that. Any whole Bhagavad Gita is called Yoga Shastra. And it's called only Yoga. Why is it called Yoga Shastra?